hunt is on for some wild crocodiles that have escaped into the Western Cape River. I'm glad it's in Cape Town and not anywhere here in Durban at the moment. But an unknown number of Nile crocodiles have escaped from the Bonnievale Commercial Breeding Farm into the Breer River. And the hunt is on for these crocodiles. And we speak this afternoon to Petro van Rein. She's the spokeswoman for the Cape Nature Conservation Agency. Petro, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
So just to make sure that we got the story right, is this really an actual story that these young crocodiles have actually escaped?
You know what? I would just really love to tell you it's fake news, but unfortunately not. So yes, yesterday morning, like you said to your listeners earlier, there is a crocodile breeding farm near Bonnievale, and then one of these crocodiles managed to escape through a hole in the wired fence, and apparently they are escape artists. I didn't know that, but they're apparently very good at it. And so once this one came through, then obviously all his friends followed, or most of his friends followed. And so that happened yesterday morning, 7 o'clock. And so Cape Nature, together with obviously the facility owner and neighboring landowners, as well as the South African Police Services, I have been trying since to recapture these juvenile crocodiles. We actually call them sub-adult crocodiles. And we've managed to recapture 27 up to this point. So Cape Nature has put out some very humane cages with bait in it. Apparently they love chicken, so there's some chicken in there for them to lure them to these cages. And we also do night patrols on the river. We've done one last night, and we found one doing that, and we're also doing one tonight, and we'll obviously continue doing that till we find what we hope most of all of them, we can rather put it that way. So that's basically the operations that we're doing at the moment. They are, like I said, sub-adult. They're between the size of 1.2 to 1.5 meters, so not your normal 8-meter crocodiles.
1.2 to 1.5, but that's just
meters.
As big.
Yes.
That's just as big. It's about the size of a human being.
Yeah, a short human being. So what we're telling people, because obviously you can imagine everybody is frantic, wanting to know, you know, how safe they are, can they go back and swim in the Breer River. These are very instinctive animals, so once they escape, first thing they want to find is water. So we actually found, last night we found five of them in a water pool like 300 meters away from the actual facility where they were at. They like to be in still standing water where they are camouflaged, and luckily the river has got more than enough food. So, I mean, they wouldn't really go and hunt. And they also kind of, I don't want to call them tame animals, but I mean, obviously they get fed in this facility. So they've never had to hunt. So they wouldn't know about hunting. So they don't really pose a real threat, although we want to get them before they do reach 8 meters.
yes, please.
Which I'm sure we will. Just so that the public feels safe, obviously we have communicated with the community in that area to especially take care of young children, so that young children doesn't go and swim there, because I mean, I think they might be, you know, the easiest prey for them if they are not fed by enough fish and frogs and whatnot. So that's basically the status quo at the moment.
Wow, I didn't realize that there were crocodile farms around that area, but I know the area pretty well. That's why I'm so worried about the fact
coming from Durban, you know Bonnievale well.
Well, I've got family there, so I was just wondering, you know, do you know how many escaped? Do you have a number?
Unfortunately, we don't.
Okay.
The breeding farm has got thousands of of crocodiles, and they all in. I mean, it's a huge facility, and there's a lot of camps, and so they all in different camps. So it was just out of this one camp that some of them escaped. But unfortunately, the owner, I'm not sure whether he didn't keep tally, or maybe there wasn't a need to keep tally because they thought it was so secure. And that's why it's actually unknown how many escaped. But I mean, it's not like it's the whole facility. It's just one camp within that facility where some of them got out.
All right. So, and your search operations, is that being carried out by the Cape Nature Conservation and other probably skilled enough to be able to catch these crocodiles?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's why we've got a lot of cages along the river that we've installed yesterday. We've installed even more today in a quest to lure them. And they do come up for air. So, I mean, they would come out to the banks and maybe just, you know, bake in the sun or something. So everybody is very aware of them, and they know also, please don't approach them. Just immediately phone the Bonnievale police station if you have a sighting of any of them. They're still wild animals.
All right. And what happens if you find one of these in your pool or in your yard?
I wouldn't really capture them with my bare hands. we're not all Crocodile Dundees.
Yes, definitely.
So the Bonnievale Police Station, they actually they created a dedicated task team to deal with this and to deal with people phoning. So they've got a phone number that they put out, and I can maybe just give it to your listeners a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. And for anybody that sees a crocodile, to just phone them, and then they'll obviously send the authorities to capture these animals, and then they are taken back to the facility.
All right. Well, it's good to know. And listeners, if you are in that area, please don't throw your chicken at them either. I think that'll just entice them to get closer.
Absolutely.
Rather just call the police and let them handle it from there. Well, you know, it's a story. I saw it earlier on today, and I wasn't really sure whether it was a true story or not, or someone just putting it out there, because even the wording in the story just made it seem as if it was, you know, a funny little thing that was happening. But I suppose, you know, the sad part of this is that these animals won't necessarily attack, because they come from a breeding farm, and as you said, they are constantly fed. So the only time they probably would get aggressive is when they are very, very hungry.
Yeah, but like I said, in the river where they are, the Bria River, there's so much food for them. So the chances of them, they're just going to change their menu from chicken to fish.
I like how you say that they will change their menus.
it would obviously taste very similar. But yes, but obviously, first and foremost, we need to recapture them. We definitely don't want crocodiles out there. You know, they need to go back to the facility. So that's really our focus, is to capture all of them and get them back to the facility as soon as possible.
All right. Now, this may be a crazy question to ask you, and you may not even want to answer it, but why are we breeding that many crocodiles?
You know, I think obviously there is... I can't talk on behalf of the owner, it's a totally legal breeding farm.
Yes,
they've got
yes.
all the permits, everything, and nothing untoward about that. And I think it's leather, maybe.
Yes,
All
right. Yeah, I was just thinking on an environmental point of view that maybe we have, we're seeing extinction with regards to the crocodiles as well. But it just struck me as you were speaking that their skin is actually highly valued. So, yes, I can understand why they're being bred.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Petra. And you stay safe. And I hope that you...
I'm in Somerset West, so I'm a little...
Okay.
There is some distance between me and the crocodile.
All right. So you're not out on the prowl at night looking for them?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, stay safe anyway and stay positive, and hopefully you'll catch them all soon, and we can have a crocodile-free Bria River again.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. I'll send an update.
All right. Thanks very much. Your pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.